As Victoria waits for the new lockdown to drive down corona case numbers, there are 575 COVID-19 patients in hospital. So how is the health system coping and what's it like to care for these patients? Associate Professor Jason Trubiano is the head of the COVID unit at Austin Hospital in the northern Melbourne suburb of Heidelberg. Dr. Trubiano, how many COVID-19 patients do you have at the moment?
So at our Austin Hospital, we have 43 positive COVID patients as of this morning. It's a fluctuating number, but that's the current number that we're looking after at our hospital.
Give us a quick idea of what it's like to care for someone on the ward. Like, what's involved in getting them breakfast this morning, perhaps?
Yeah, so most of our work has been done by our amazing nursing group, to be perfectly honest with you. Their shift starts with probably a 5 to 10 minute procedure of getting into their full PPE, hair nets, gloves, goggles, booties, going into a ward. It can be quite actually hot and uncomfortable in that PPE. They would go to care for the patient. The patient could be young with COVID, or they could be 100 years old with COVID. And obviously they have very different care needs. Meals come into the locked ward in pre-packed special made containers. Everything needs to be disposed in certain disposable boxes and waste disposal systems. Even the simple task of getting breakfast actually take our staff a long time, just with the precision that's required around that PPE environment.
There are almost 7,500 active COVID cases in Victoria at the moment, more than 500 people in hospital. Infection numbers are still rising. Are you worried about being overwhelmed?
I don't think we're worried about being overwhelmed. I think we're in a different situation to what the US and Europe have faced. We're certainly prepared because we had a practice run, which I called the first ripple or little wave in the first instance. But certainly, I am concerned that the number of patients coming through are still too high, and it puts an immense amount of pressure on our staff, medical, nursing, personal care assistants, everybody within the hospital system.
The Victorian Department of Health says more than 1,300 healthcare workers have contracted COVID-19. There are currently 810 active cases, including 48 doctors, 346 nurses. Do you think that infection rate for healthcare workers is acceptable?
I don't think any infection of a healthcare worker is acceptable. I don't think any of us want to achieve that. But there is a reality when you're dealing with a very infectious virus that healthcare workers put themselves on the front line. It's what they sort of design their careers for, to help. And we want to avoid every avoidable case of contraction. But there's a lot of community transmission going on as well. So we're not just vulnerable to it in the healthcare system, we're vulnerable to it in the community, which is a significant issue as well.
How many of your staff have tested positive?
I don't have that exact number available to me, but we do certainly have healthcare workers across the spectrum, as you've designated, that are infected. And as mentioned, it's really hard to determine, did they acquire that from work? Were they in a hotspot zone and community? Did somebody in their household give it to them? We've got such high numbers of transmission occurring all through Victoria. It's making the task of contact tracers and others very difficult at the moment.
Does Austin Health mandate the use of face shields and P2 or N95 masks when dealing with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patients?
Yeah, so Austin Health throughout the journey has really conformed to the DHHS recommendations of what we should be wearing in terms of personal protective gear or PPE. And certainly in our COVID-19 ward areas, we wear the N95 where appropriate. In all clinical areas, staff members are wearing surgical masks and face shields, and we are certainly aligning ourselves with those policies. I think it's important that we align with them to try and protect our staff as much as we possibly can.
Dr. Trubiano, thank you very much for speaking with AM this morning.
My pleasure.
Associate Professor Jason Trubiano speaking to me from the COVID unit at Austin Hospital.